It's time to crown our big winner. Let's bring back our finalists, Karen Seacrest, a Trivial Pursuit hustler, and Dennis Feeney, who received a college scholarship for wearing a Pistol Pete costume. Karen and Dennis, your final round is inspired by Seattle's nickname, the Emerald City. Every answer contains an item that you might find in a store that sells gems, precious stones, minerals, and fossils, like the store I used to work at called Geomania. What just happened is Dennis realized that he's a geologist.
Feels like a slight advantage in this game.
You never know. Our big winner will receive an Ask Me Another Rubik's Cube signed by Nicole Byer. We rolled a 20-sided die backstage, and Karen is going first. Here we go. Karen, a baseball field is also called this.
A diamond.
That is correct. Dennis, it's a Rolling Stones song and a restaurant chain with a popular salad bar.
Q-bert.
Three. Sorry, the answer is Ruby, as in Ruby Tuesday. Karen, a space rock is called this when it hits the ground on Earth.
Meteorite.
That is correct. Dennis, this artificial glass is made from volcanic rock dust from Mount St. Helens.
Ash.
You do study volcanic rock? Sorry, that is incorrect. We were looking for helenite, but we would have accepted obsidian. Mount St. Helens obsidian, emerald obsidianite, ruby obsidianite.
Dennis is going to be like, your description was totally wrong.
Very, very specific rock types.
Jonathan, how is it going? What's the score?
Well, so far, Dennis's advantage has not kicked in. It is 2-0 with Karen in the lead.
Karen, some suits are made out of this twilled fabric with a V-shaped pattern named for a fish skeleton.
Herringbone.
That is correct. Dennis, this actress was the lead in the show Joan of Arcadia and starred in the Sisterhood of the Traveling Pants. I know you know it.
Emma Stone.
That was pretty good. Amber Tamblyn is what we were looking for. Karen, it's another name for a bone cyst.
Bone spur?
Good guess. That is incorrect. We were looking for geode. Dennis, the 2009 film Precious is based on the novel Push by this author.
Rocky Balboa.
Okay, there you go. The answer we were looking for is Sapphire. We're halfway through, Jonathan. How's it going?
Still no clear sign of a geologist's advantage. From Tennessee, Karen is in the lead, 3-0.
Okay. Karen, this public transportation pass is used in Sydney, Australia.
Stone from an Ayers rock card.
Good guess. Actually called the Opal card. Dennis, with Horace, he's one of Cruella de Vil's Dalmatian stealing henchmen. Do you want to say a answer?
Am I going to have my geology license taken away for this?
It's a weird way that we orchestrated this whole show to do this.
This is an intervention, Dennis.
Exactly.
Q-bert?
Great. Close. The answer we were looking for is Jasper. Jonathan Colton, how's it going?
The score is 3-0. Karen, if you get this next one right, you win the game.
Karen, this Vermeer painting features a young woman wearing a turban.
Girl with a pearl earring?
That is correct. Dennis, I can't say enough about how much we loved having you on the show. Thank you so much. And congratulations, Karen, you're our big winner. And that is our show. Our podcast drops each Friday. Listen and subscribe. Ask Another's house musician is Jonathan Colton.
Hey, my name anagrams to Thou Jolt of Cannon.
Our puzzles were written by Camilla Franklin, Sean Gohl, Andrew Kane, Carol Lee, and senior writer Karen Lurie, with additional material by Kara Weinberger and Emily Winter. Our senior supervising producer is Rachel Neal. Ask Me Another is produced by Mike Katzeff, Travis Larchuk, Kiara Powell, Nancy Seychow, Ramel Wood, and our intern Hannah Meyer-Katkin, along with Steve Nelson and Anya Grunman. We are recorded by Damon Whittemore. We'd like to thank the Moore and Seattle Theater Group.
True Palettes Together.
KUOW.
UCOW.
And our production partner, WNYC. I'm her ripe begonias.
Ophira Eisenberg.
And this was Ask Me Another from NPR.